This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up. You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
Chapel Roan, 24/7, 365, wall to wall. It's Alice, 97.3. Hello, and welcome to Tuesday. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show, Disney, 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 Disney. The tickets continue. Disneyland tickets. We'll give you code words a little less than an hour from now. On the fives from 7:05 in the morning until 6:05 this evening. All you have to do is text us the code word we give you to our contest line, which is 20357. You should save that. And you'll be entered for your chance to win a 4-pack of tickets to the Disneyland Resort and be qualified for the grand prize vacation.
Brand prize?
It's a brand prize. It's branded Disneyland. It includes a 4-pack of 3-day one park per day tickets and a 2-night stay at a Disneyland Resort hotel. Right there on the property. It's fantastic. Pick your park. Go have some fun. The kids are going to love it. It's a big deal. So an hour from now. Okay. So you may see a lot of people wearing orange today. 10 o'clock last night, 9:58 last night. Bob texts me. Let me read you our exact text. I'm wearing orange in honor of Taylor Swift's album announcement. If you want to join me, smiley face emoji.
Is that your Bob impression?
Yes.
Okay.
So there was a late night Taylor Swift new album announcement.
And she excluded us. We could have been wearing orange today.
Yeah,
it's a girl thing.
I didn't know.
Yeah.
I knew you were going to be a brat this morning, Maddie. That's why I didn't want to invite you.
Mm. Ooh. Oh, face.
She got you.
Mm. You're a brat.
Yeah. I'm a Karen, evidently.
The announcement is supposedly tomorrow. So here is what we know. Taylor is the very special guest on the New Heights podcast tomorrow, which is Travis and Jason Kelsey's podcast. And the Swifties are abuzz. Couple reasons here. And believe me, I'm barely going to scratch the surface. Now, I know that she's fully immersed. She was still up at 10 o'clock doing research on this. We're going to have audio. We might even have video. We've got all the Easter eggs. Probably the Swifties. And one of them is, of course, our own Bob. Started buzzing about Taylor for a couple reasons. In the podcast announcement, where they're telling you she's going to be a guest, there was a silhouette that looked like Taylor. And Jason was wearing an Eras Tour shirt. Oh, and tomorrow happens to be the 13th. And 13 is Taylor's lucky number. The news was confirmed late last night. I don't know what time, because I go to bed early. At some point while we were sleeping, they posted a brief clip showing Taylor and Travis complimenting each other.
Such a nice color on you.
Yes, I know. It's the color of your eyes, sweetie. That's why we match so well.
We're about to do a f***ing podcast.
Can you not hear that?
No, I heard it. I thought, shouldn't that be a video? The color looks good on you. I'm like, wait a minute.
It is. It is a video. You just went, well, you didn't want to play the whole thing.
That was the whole thing.
And Jason's the brother, right?
That was Travis.
I know, but you said it was Jason.
Travis and Jason do a podcast together called New Heights. Did I say Jason?
I thought you did.
You're good. Okay. You said Jason was wearing an Eras shirt.
Yeah.
Which is correct.
Jason was, that was in the She's a Silhouette.
That was not in the new video. I'm trying to follow. Yes. I'm not. I'm having trouble.
So it started with an announcement for the podcast where there's a silhouette and he's wearing an Eras t-shirt. Jason.
They were heavily implying that Taylor Swift was going to be the guest, but it didn't have her name explicitly on it yet, or her face.
So everyone was going crazy. They're like, that's definitely Taylor's silhouette. It's a blob on top with shoulders. It's obviously Taylor.
Okay. Well, that other video with the,
Yes. And then that came out later.
So
that's night.
Right.
And that's them talking.
Them complimenting each other.
All right.
He's saying, oh, it matches your eyes. Man, the picture that the Swifties have put up in there, that doesn't even look like Taylor.
Not a good fit.
No.
There, that's better.
Oh, there we go. Now we're talking.
Well, either way, so great. So she's somehow put together a record in, how long's the tour been over? A month?
Yeah, but even during the tour, she put out that, what is it? The Poets?
Yeah, it's the Tortured Poets Department.
Poets Department. I mean, that came out mid-tour. Did she add an era?
She did. She added an era.
Of course she did. Of course she did.
She's prolific, man.
Mm-hmm.
All right. More.
So they didn't initially reveal what they'll be talking about, but she is announcing her 12th album because her website just unveiled a pre-order for an album called
Odyssey.
No. Good, solid guess though. Solid.
Shoot.
Yeah.
The orange made me think of that because that's our color. Mm. Odyssey.
Is it called Fortnite, the Empire State Building, or the Life of a Showgirl?
C, Bob.
That is correct.
Oh, good.
Mm. Well, I just made those up off the top of my head. So.
You need ChatGPT for your game.
Clearly. Because I was looking at the name of it. I'm thinking the life of a showgirl. I guess that is her life, right? Yeah. She is a showgirl. I mean, not in the strictest Las Vegas sense, but she's a girl and she puts on shows. She's a woman.
She seems to, like the exact opposite of her, this is just, off the top of my head and in my opinion, but I think Fiona Apple was like such a super talent, but just not the opposite of, like, she doesn't seem to like it.
Right.
She does it, but is like, it's a grind or something for her. And then
she's like weeping under the keyboard.
And just like never made, Taylor's into it.
Mm. She's a showgirl.
And it's like that sort of art, the artistic vein is pulsing. Mm. Like she's just gotta capture it out of the air or something while it's hot.
Yeah.
Like she can't just go, nah, I'm going to take a break, a good long break. She seems to just be like red hot with it.
So some of the other stuff that's going on with this big announcement, there's a betting line. You can bet on whether or not Travis is going to propose to her on the podcast. So that is.
Oh, that's a no.
I agree.
I don't understand people's obsession with them announcing their engagement.
It's not them. It's them because they're superstars, but as a guy who was 30 something, there were definitely, even as a guy and with all the problems I've had, there would be people going, how come you're not married yet? How come you haven't been married? Well, because I can't manage life very well. And like,
I need to get this thing where I'm drinking all the time.
I just got to get me sorted out before I can even think about that.
Even your girlfriend you were with, who knew that you were having a problem, was like, why aren't we married yet? My friends are married.
Right.
We're together.
Why aren't we? Why would you want to be?
Right.
I'm a disaster zone.
I want a wedding. I love weddings.
Anyway, I think that that happens even more so to women where they hear wherever they go, tick, tick.
Yeah. Well, and tick, tick, Taylor, she's 35. Like that's,
It's not for her. I mean, she just said it. Right? Life of a showgirl. Maybe she's saying to the world, I don't want that because I like this.
Right. She's also a person who, if it really did matter to her and she had concerns about it, she can certainly afford to get some eggs.
Freeze all those eggs right up.
I'm sure her eggs are long frozen.
I would think so, too. I would. Because, honestly, she had some work to do.
For sure. Why wouldn't they be?
Well, maybe she just did not want children.
Yeah. No, she definitely wants kids. She talks about it in a lot of her songs, especially from the last album, about how Joe was really stringing her along.
Oh.
That they were going to get married, they were going to have kids, and it never happened.
They were together a long time.
Yeah, like 6 years.
Yeah, Joe Alwyn. Alwyn? Loser. Whatever. He's so doughy.
He's so nothing.
It's not for,
He's a nothing.
He's a big fat nothing.
Wow. Leave the guy alone.
He's a serious actor, and he's just boring. Like, does serious mean you need to be boring? I guess.
Apparently.
You don't know what he's like in his personal life.
He sucks. Can tell.
There's no way he's funny.
She just wanted to like have fun and be out there. And he was like, we have to be secret.
He does strike me as more of a tap man.
Oh.
You know, like a tap dancer than a funny guy. But either way.
He'd be the most boring tap dancer.
He'd have a very serious face on him.
I'm just smiling too much.
Yeah, you were smiling what are you doing? Too much.
You can't do it.
He'd be like, you guys don't understand. Tap is a very serious art form with a long history. It's not for just giggling.
And watch my graceful arm movements as I do my tap steps as well. You can, feel free to videotape me and take notes later.
I have a question. Do you think that Taylor Swift hates Joe Alwyn?
No.
Yeah, she does. She definitely does.
I don't think so.
Because what you said, though, was he strung her along.
Yeah.
And I do think that that is, it's
took
like
the best years of my life from me.
That's a quote I heard one time. Like,
someone said that to you?
Yeah, the lady who, when I was off
she was 25 at that point.
Well, I mean, whatever. I mean, I'm just saying, she had every right to, there's her, you know, live-in boyfriend who's been hiding in the guest room now off to rehab. It's not good. I get it from her side, but I can see where Taylor would be like, 5 years I sat there, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so, but you don't think so?
I think she...
I want her to hate him.
I think that she left him. She went on the biggest tour of her career. She's bigger than she's ever been, and she still has so much time ahead of her. I think if it was like 15 years ago, and Taylor has said this multiple times, she always thought that once she turned 30, that the internet and Hollywood would set her out to pasture and she would have to do something else so she wouldn't be able to still be a pop star. And that's obviously not true.
Right.
Well, that's because when you're in your 20s or in your teens and your 20s, you go, oh, when I'm 30, I'm old.
Right.
I'll be old. And you don't realize that you're really only just becoming a person in full.
Yeah, your brain is finally functioning. Right. I actually know how to do things now.
Yeah. And I'm still young and hot. Like, Taylor just couldn't, she couldn't be more on fire.
Didn't she move to merry old England for him, though?
She did.
Well, she loves London. She loves a London boy.
Well, I love London, too, but I moved to merry old England for you, and you never produced one child. Joe.
Everything works out. Now she's going to have gigantic,
children.
Meaty babies.
Yeah, big, meaty babies.
Maybe, if she wants. Right.
Superhumans.
Going to come out wearing helmets.
We'll see.
Yeah. We will.
Somebody asked this question on the text. Did you pre-order the album, Pop?
No, I don't really understand pre-ordering when everything's streaming.
Yeah.
You know, that's not something I've gotten
behind. I'm just going to give her some money real quick up front. And also, I'm going to buy it because her fans do buy it.
It's reasonable, too. The album's $30. The cassette, which are coming back for some reason, is $8.99 and then...
Because they got
$19.99, and then
there's a digital one with a poster,
and then a CD one with a poster that's
$12.99.
I mean, incredible. Not That's cheaper than when we used to buy
CDs. Is there a bundle where you can get it all?
It doesn't.
I'm sure there is.
Can I get her a PayPal address so I can just give her money?
Yeah, right? I just was thinking I would just send her some money. You know, as a Swiftie, and we know this for a fact, Swifties are like, we don't just stream. We are going to stream her. It's going to be on 24/7. And we're streaming and streaming and streaming. But we're also buying every iteration on every different
version,
kind of medium. We're going to get it all. And we're going to stack it up. And some of it we're never even going to touch. It's going to be in plastic the whole time. And we're going to put it in the attic. Or someplace, the attic is a bad place for albums, people. Put it someplace where it's temperature controlled. I've got my Swiftie locker.
So when do we get the album?
We don't know yet.
Is the announcement today on the podcast?
Tomorrow on the...
Today, the podcast is today.
Oh, I thought it was the 13th.
Tomorrow's
the 13th.
Okay, somebody else.
So tomorrow, let's see. On the podcast announcement, it looks like it's, I think it's for tomorrow, the 13th. Okay. And that's her lucky number. Of course it's on the 13th.
And then it'll come out on some Friday, like normal Friday release, though.
In October, if I had to guess.
Oh, Swiftie out on a limb. So she's teased her latest album by...
She does like scarves and cardigans, that fall weather.
Right, the autumnal orange. So we're all wearing orange. Although my orange, this is the closest I have to orange in my closet. It's kind of peachy, I gotta say.
Yeah, I didn't have a lot of orange either.
Yours is like a burnt,
this from Susan.
Like a brick color. It's pretty.
That's his favorite color is orange.
Orange is a great color.
It is.
We got a gorgeous orange sweatshirt I would have worn.
Well,
that's too bad.
That's what you get for being a brat.
Whoa.
Facial. Well, here's a brat after.
But now, you know, what's always fun with a big Taylor Swift announcement is the looking back on the Easter eggs that she was laying that people didn't notice.
Well, she laid a big one on the Empire State Building. They have been lighting it up in orange, and it turns out that is, Taylor has that kind of power. She was like, hi, it's Taylor. Can I talk to the chief of the Empire State Building? I'd like to go orange.
Taylor, whatever you want.
Yeah, whatever you want. She also shared a mint green briefcase video.
I
don't know.
That's the complimentary color to the orange on the pre-orders.
Okay. And then a bunch of posts of her in orange outfits. So people are thinking that's the life of a showgirl is clearly in mint and orange. There used to be this chain of hotels called Howard Johnson's.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even really know if it's around anymore, but the colors were like orange and this kind of like, almost like a minty greeny blue. It was like an awful color combination,
it was the color of the Miami Dolphin football team. Weird.
Almost like an aqua-y thing.
Yeah, aqua's, I think, it. Yeah. But that was the time. Oh my God.
Oh, what is it, Vin?
Whoa.
Speaking of,
did you just notice that we're out of time?
No. Are we out of time?
We're close, but no.
What's fine?
Well, there's this thing. My buddy sent me a picture of us from prom, which this is Jason Sisko, everyone.
So this is like 1984 or 85.
It's a picture of us at my house, and you can see the stripe that I've told you about. The three stripes my dad painted. They're like dark,
put it back up,
sienna brown. Hold on,
this is a very 70s
like a rust colored like stripe, and then like a sort of a yellow gold stripe.
Let me see.
It's of the times.
That's in an archway somewhere in your house.
Right.
Incredible.
And there I am in a tuxedo, and there's Jason in a tuxedo. So this is a picture
from... Okay, so turn back Tuesday,
high school. No, from high school.
Are you not going
to
put it up?
No, I'm trying to tell you about something totally else.
Okay.
He put the picture through something called Gonk or Gronk. Hold on, let me see what it is.
Oh, said. Boy.
Have you heard of this? Grok.
Yeah.
And it turns a still photo from however long it's been into a video.
That's creepy.
And the AI like fills out your face. So I clicked on it and I went, oh my God, we don't look like ourselves anymore because it's making up a video.
Oh.
And it doesn't, it's so strange. So I didn't know if anybody had heard of that. You've heard of Grok then.
Mm-hmm.
And you seem to really be displeased.
I think it's Elon's AI.
Oh, yeah, the racist one.
Yeah. Well, it,
yeah, oh. this is the one posting racist posts.
Grok is.
Yeah, they had an ex account that was Grok, and it started putting out racist Nazi stuff. So
whoa,
yeah. It's a freaking world.
So it's an AI thing, not a picture app.
It's his AI. Yeah,
it's his AI. Okay, it's super creepy.
Oh well,
it changes. No, I wasn't planning to. I just thought I should bring up this Grok thing, and now it turns out it's the dark side. Everyone. Right. I didn't know
the evil
it was.
Overlord. But the photo itself is great. And, you know, you've always talked about how your dad painted all these, you know, just of the time 70s well, photos. I guess that's the 80s.
It was painted and then we kept living.
Oh.
You know how that happens?
Yeah.
There you are,
like
10 years later.
Going by.
This has changed, but no one wants to, you know,
it's
pull out a
turn back Tuesday.
I don't know what
I
you're talking
about.
I've never even heard
up.
Of Turn Back Tuesday. That's it. It's
yeah, I know. We're really late.
We should go.
What's coming up?
Is it wrong?
Okay.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
All right.
Hello.
Listen, think about this.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
I love it.
Alice at 97.3.
It's So true. Alice 97.3, good vibes and variety. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Check out the Alice 97.3 Instagram for video reels and pics from the Sarah and Vinny Morning Show daily, plus links to all our personal profiles.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Alice Radio.
Oh.
Stream us.
Oh, wonderful.
You can now listen to Alice Radio live on the free Odyssey, iHeartRadio, or TuneIn apps.
Oh.
Download and take us everywhere you go.
Where are we going? I'll go.
You can get all three of those apps and listen to us in like, you know, from different parts of the house.
I must have gotten
it. I think I got it right. You can get all three apps and listen to us all over the place.
That was an angel getting its wings.
Oh, well, that's fun. My first story is the one where I said, is it wrong? Oh, did I say sun after clouds today? Highs in the low 80s. Yesterday was just perfect.
Beautiful day. A beautiful day.
I went for a walk with the dog for an hour, just soaking it up. Epic. And then she was done. And I was like, all I got to do is feed you later and we're good.
Mm. Where's your wife?
She had to go to New York. She'll be back later today. But she's a VP now. So she's, you know, when they say we need you in New York City for big meetings, she's got to go.
She wear like power business suits.
She's a big shot. Always has been. But, you know, then the kid thing happened and she went, I'll take a different job for a minute.
Now she's on. Let's get back at the power suit thing.
Yeah. Anyway, that's neither here nor there. So this story is interesting to me because it's about a cop. In Houston, Texas, she decided to get on TikTok. And I understand, as someone who tries to entertain people for a living and has been doing so since I was 20, you know, you think of things.
And before.
But you think of things and you hope that they're going to be found entertaining and useful to somebody.
Right.
And so you throw it out there and hope for the best.
And these days, there's platforms all over the
place. And now there's a lot of people. Now it's known as content. For me, it's always been known as radio. But either way, I think content is a sales term, don't you?
Yes. There's something there. It's called content.
Sell it. Put a name on it. A cop in Houston is in trouble after she joked on TikTok that a bunch of people are going to get tickets today because I didn't get cracked last night. And I looked at it and went,
because I didn't get cracked.
That's the same word I had an issue with, but I walked it into the other room and our guy goes, yeah, everybody knows that.
You know, cracked. Having some good time action.
Getting nook.
Yeah.
Cracked?
Yeah.
Never heard of it being used that way. Yeah, didn't get cracked last night, so everybody's getting a ticket.
Bob and I are, we don't know about that.
So she's, I guess, trying to be funny and finds herself now under investigation.
Because they thought she wanted to get crack?
No.
Oh.
Because she didn't get what she needed last night. So I don't know whether it's from a partner or whether it's from, you know, the bar.
Right.
I went to the bar and nobody was worthy of.
Even like, I just am hung up on cracked. Like, there's so many words for it that
I'm it's a she like, who oh, used it. Okay. She said, I didn't get cracked last night.
Yeah.
So everybody's getting a ticket.
She's very attractive, too.
She's great looking. Here.
Let's have a look. Oh, she's very pretty. And she looks hot in her outfit there. You know, the cop outfit.
Yeah. No, she's a really pretty lady.
Come to Alameda.
A Texas sheriff's deputy is under internal investigation after a controversial TikTok video in which she implied a lack of, you know what, influenced her professional conduct. I imagine that they could have in another different time in the world gone, she's trying to be funny, you guys. It's no big deal.
Yeah.
But nowadays, she's got to be brought up.
Yeah.
Researched.
Okay, listen, she is actually, she's a very hot chick.
Yeah.
And a lot of what's on there is
those pictures are super edited,
I
by the way.
I felt like they were very, very filtered.
Whoa, but they are?
She has that. She has a look. She looks like a cross between like Ariana Grande and Kylie Jenner. Like, she's really pretty. And I'm thinking, and she's got her boobs are pushed up. Like, she's got all this stuff when she's not in the outfit, the officer's outfit. Uniform, whatever.
These are multiple photos tagged together and that came with the story about this police person.
Woman. She's gonna be fine. She's gonna be on OnlyFans next week. This was just her way of going viral before she set okay. up the account. Is she gonna get, because that chick can get cracked.
Yes, I believe so. And my first, after I sort of figured out what she was going for there, mm-hmm. I thought, well, it's nice to see a lady that, you know, feels like a dude once in a while. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, I really was hoping to have some attention and got none.
Which is, yeah.
So there she is doing a bit on TikTok. Now she's riding a desk, if that.
Yeah.
She may just be out
she
on.
She may ride a desk on her OnlyFans. That'll be a good, that'll so be one of her fun segments.
My question to you is this just a young lady using TikTok for some fun? It's no big deal. She stays on the job. Or is this a lady who's in a position of power, should never have insinuated or joked in any way, shape, or form that not getting some might lead to more tickets out in the real world?
Yeah, it's a fine line. I get it. She's joking and she's, you know, thinks it's funny because she's clearly leaning on the fact that she's a hot cop. Is it wrong? I feel like so much is blurry these days. I don't know if it's wrong or not. I'm not mad at her. I feel like I learned a new word, so I'm grateful for that.
Is it fair to say that was unprofessional?
Yes.
Okay, so there's that. I do believe that the police...
Is she on duty when she said?
She
know.
Was like, in a car the... with her uniform on.
Yeah. I do believe the police could certainly say to her, look, don't do bits on TikTok that have anything to do with your job.
Right.
And that would be a fair...
Don't even put your uniform on
like
the
just,
screen.
You can have your TikTok, do your good time Charlie act without the police, you know, having any part in it. And that it seems to me like that should be okay. Is it a betrayal of the public's trust? Does she need to be fired?
Yeah, probably. I don't know. I don't want to fire her.
No way.
So cute.
I don't think she needs to be fired, but I don't think I think she should get a mark on her permanent record and she should not do this again.
On her permanent record. I think she's fine. Leave her alone.
I think
if she wasn't hot, what would you think?
I don't think she is hot. I think it's a filter.
You know, she couldn't be hot under the filter. You don't know.
Why are you using the filter if you're
I
hot
did some
under the
research
filter?
On this. She's hot.
Oh. Yeah. You did. You looked into it.
Yeah, I looked into this one.
All right.
And she's
a chick.
Fine. They need to leave
guys
her alone.
Guys will do anything.
Leave her alone.
Well, here's what, I actually think being police is a super scary, hard job. Not everybody wants to do it.
Right.
I mean, do you have that much of an overflow of staff that you're like, get rid of the hot chick for being hot on TikTok? She can't do that. I feel like going into pulling over a car that you don't know if the person, especially if they're, you know, muscled up and they've got dogs in the car and they're like, you know, making a scene. And now you're like, you know, well, they didn't change lanes without their blinker. I'm going to pass on that. Oh God, now they're speeding. Got to pull them over. I'm so scared. Like, that's going through someone's head every time they got to deal with some dangerous type.
I don't even think that's just, you know, because she's a girl, like a woman. I feel
I'm saying I would be tripping. Right. I wouldn't pull someone. I'd be like, no one is getting tickets today.
Right.
I'm going to go find a shady tree and pretend I'm doing paperwork. That's why I'm not a cop, because I'm a chicken. But I'm just saying, man, they got enough people out there willing to do that job. Good for them. Then cut her. But to me.
Is it? If you are on OnlyFans,
we're still on. She's changing her job for sure.
She's obviously
this is the launching
job, right?
Pad.
This
okay,
is definitely
got it.
I'm just asking though. Have we heard that before? Like they'll find out someone has done some porn or something, and then they get fired from. Like, definitely teachers. But what about cops? Have there been cops that are fired for stuff like that?
I've never seen a story about that. No,
So you definitely hear like a teacher.
Yeah, I can't remember
somebody's
if
dad
we've seen
found
that.
Her on.
But it is a job you're paid by the city or the state.
By the bar taxes.
I do think if they've got some kind of rule against being having a side. Like I know a lot of police through the books I read, novels, that they have side gigs.
Yeah. Do some security.
Security or whatever, because they have a you know, schedule that allows for that. And often they've done their 20 or 25 or 30. And so they're on pension and still can go out and do side gigs.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
I actually think if she was in trouble for having an OnlyFans, I would think that that was a lot more unfair than her being in trouble for making this joke, because this joke is insinuating that she's going to be harder on people because she's in a bad mood, and that is disrespecting, like using her position in a bad manner. Like,
wait, so you're saying that is worse than if she has an OnlyFans?
Yes, I think that if she has an OnlyFans, if she's not in her police uniform, that's her own business. That's a legal career. There's
absolutely
nothing wrong with her doing that.
The draw of the badge, though, I imagine it's over on the counter while she's doing videos.
An
and
Easter
she's
egg.
Just like, I really got to pull the badge into this. That's going to be a great prop.
So a texter,
the Spilly Club's going to come in handy.
A texter for the 925 asked the question, if it was a male cop, would we still be having this conversation?
Yeah.
I think so.
I feel like we would.
Yeah.
I feel like I'd be even more annoyed if it was a male cop.
Probably.
Yeah.
Typical dude.
Right. Well, because it's complete BS. If she wanted to get cracked, she'd get cracked. Like, that chick is hot.
Yeah, it's a good joke. It's a funny joke.
It is kind of a funny joke.
But she shouldn't have made it.
Right. Totally. I mean, is it unprofessional or is it just like too human for the job? Like,
I think it's good for a cop to be funny once in a while. I mean, you know, shows how human they are.
Public relations. Yeah. Come on, everyone. Mm. Next story. A guy in Parkland, Florida named John Dieri. Doesn't matter. John, he opened a car wash back in 2012 called Rising Tide, and it only hires people with autism. This was in 2012.
Oh, okay.
He did it because his son Andrew's autistic and needed a job and decided, this is my cause. I'm going to open the Rising Tide car wash, and I'm going to hire people with autism. Now they're back in the news 13 years later because it's been a huge success. Mm. They're opening their fourth location next year.
Oh,
this is
wonderful. They now employ 90 neurodivergent adults. 90.
That's great.
That is better than great. That's incredible.
I love a place that is specifically taking a chance. You ever do Mike's murder bread? What's it called? Mike's
Dave's Killer Bread.
Dave's Killer Bread.
Yes, yeah. I have.
It's all
many times.
It's all he employs people who have served time in jail. It's really hard for them to get great jobs, and so that's what he started with it. And maybe he was also an inmate at some point and decided he was going to do this. Like, I really feel like they're giving someone an opportunity like that can only. I mean, I'm sure that there are times when it doesn't benefit you, but it mostly, like this guy now on his fourth car wash, because he said, I'm going to give these people, this group of people specifically, a chance. Like, I think that's, and for the people around that area to support that. It's kind of great.
I absolutely love it. And I can totally see that someone might say, I want to go to the car wash that's doing another next level. Helping the community.
I actually wonder if there's fundraising, you know, for research involved at some of these places too. Like, is there, you know, I'm sure people want tips as well. That happens at the car wash. But,
oh, I worked at a car wash. Yeah. You definitely want tips.
But maybe there's also like a, you know, stop autism box as well.
It'd be great.
Mm-hmm.
I like it. It's a cool thing.
Yeah.
So there you go. How about a fast fact?
I love fast facts. You know that.
Listen to this one.
I'm ready. Fast.
Will Smith's, I love this about movies too, when you hear the original script or the original plan or the original idea, and then when you see what Will Smith.
Yes.
His part in Men in Black was originally offered to? Any guess. Give me any guess.
Robin Williams.
David Schwimmer of Friends fame. Was originally going to play Will Smith's part in Men in Black. But you know what he did?
He said no.
He said no.
Mm.
It was offered to David Schwimmer, a big, giant box office. Nah.
That's it. I don't want to.
Mm-hmm. I do not understand what David Schwimmer has done with his career. He has been in nothing after Friends.
You know what he did that I thought was pretty good? I'm not trying to defend him. I think he's the worst character on Friends of all of them.
And they wrote that character for him, so imagine him in real life.
Yikes.
Whoa.
You think he's even a bigger, whinier bitch?
Okay, than maybe Ross was?
I mean, anyway, I forgot where I was going with that. I have no idea.
Something he's done
was that he played.
Oh, he was the one, he was
defense.
The Kardashian.
Yes. Robert Kardashian
in the OJ story on.
It was like a short series.
But even that, to have been one of the highest paid people on TV.
Mm.
And yeah, he's done not much.
He did a good cameo on Curb Your Enthusiasm, and he did seem a lot like Ross in that. And they usually play up the real person's personality on that. So you might be right.
Not a guy I want to hang out with. But honestly, maybe he's smarter than everyone else, because by the last season of Friends, they were making $1 million an episode. And in syndication, they continue to make millions and millions every year. So maybe he's just crochets and cooks for his wife.
It looks like he's into real estate.
There's nothing wrong with tapping out.
No. And I have his, I have his net worth. And I will add to that, that he makes, they say, between 10 and 20 million annually just on syndication and reruns.
Boom.
He's invested in real estate, further contributing to his wealth. He has a portfolio of luxury properties and automobiles.
There's nothing wrong with just having done your work and saying, I'm happy. So if that's the case, good for him. There's this speech that Jim Carrey does. I believe it was at the Golden Globes. And you may have heard it, you may not, but he's up on the stage now and he says, I am Jim Carrey, two-time Golden Globe winner. Mm. Are you familiar with this speech?
No.
Oh, you guys aren't? Funny. And he goes on to say, you know, when I lay my head down, I don't just dream any dream. I'm Jim Carrey, two-time Golden Globe winner. When I lay my head down for some shut-eye, I dream of being Jim Carrey three-time Golden Globe winner.
Hilarious.
And he says, and then maybe I would be good enough to stop all this craziness.
I cannot stop.
And all the stars in the audience are like laughing out of their heads because they realize this is that say they all have the same disease. They're in pursuit of love
and accolades and attention.
And maybe just one more Golden Globe will be enough. And I can stop this. It's a really great speech. If you haven't heard it, you got to look it up because it's
never, you'll never have enough.
He just nails it.
Today, later, when, you know, we play our daily game in the 9 o'clock hour, you guys are going to be, it's going to be a hard press to beat Bob. So I'm going to give you some opportunities.
Don't set me up like that.
No, I'm sorry, lady. nice woman.
My winning streak is long past.
We'll see. So here's an opportunity to get a point toward your total later. What is David Schwimmer's net worth? They say as of 2024.
I'm going to say it is $213 million.
213. Maddie?
$212 million.
212. What do you think, Bob?
214.
Oh, so you're just going to box me in?
Yep.
That's just real nice.
Maddie gets the point on that. Yeah, he's worth $120
Okay,
million.
I was going to say 100.
Well,
too bad you didn't.
But you didn't.
Too bad, so sad.
I'm trying to give the other guys a chance to win today.
You're
With
welcome.
All he's making just on the repeats.
I know. I'm actually, I was surprised to see it too. Well, he hasn't done much else.
I know, but you just said $25 million each year gets added to the pile.
10 to 20. Well, who knows after taxes and whatever other fees he has to pay. It's very expensive to be him, too. I'm sure, you know, just the upkeep on those houses is very costly.
All right.
Yeah.
What's coming up in the trash?
Price gouging and breakups.
Get up!
What?
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, my God. What could be better than that?
Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.